That miserable civilian was going to be a dead miserable civilian if I ever got out of here. My head hurt and it was hard to think straight. But I still had the impression that those other six cops had thundered up in a surprising hurry. There was something screwy about it, about the whole mess. I rubbed my sore hand and head, sat down on the cot, and thought about Amador Montalba, wondering if he even knew I was in the can. Amador Montalba, licensed Mexico City guy, good friend, fun to be with, and a guy with more angles than a geometry professor. He could get you a date, with a man, woman, both, or neither. Find a roulette wheel, cheap silver, expensive nightclubs or dim dives, dirty movies or clean food, and so on and on. I'd met him several months ago, after finishing a case which had taken me to Acapulco. With the case wrapped up, I'd stopped in Mexico City for a few days of rest and relaxation. But instead of rest and relaxation, I'd met Amador, and we'd had a ball for a week. He was half a foot shorter than my 6'2" and 3 years under my 30, with a round young face, a black mustache over gleaming white teeth, and a bland, honest, dissipated expression. With a highball in his hand, he looked like a slightly plastered cherub. Since then, I'd seen Amador once, when he'd made a trip to Southern California. 2 days ago, Thursday, he'd phoned Sheldon Scott Investigations, my Los Angeles office, and asked me to fly down and meet him here Sunday afternoon.